AircheckDownloads.com.
David Simons, Solid Gold Sounds on 1548 AM.
Some traffic news. AA Road Watch tell us that Chelsea Bridge is now open. Tibbetts Underpass on the A3 is slow going out of town. On the M25 at junction 7 to 8, the M23 and Reigate, traffic is slow clockwise. The M4 is slow London bound at the approach to the elevated section, which is junction 2. The A2 Shooters Hill Road in Greenwich has single line traffic due to gas works at the junction with Hyde Vale, and northbound at the junction of Liam Court Road for roadworks. Local diversions are in operation. This will last till October. Welcome to the Ranelagh Rhodes radio show on Capital Gold, London's favourite radio station. The time is 8:04 for the remainder of this evening, in fact, for the remainder of the week. I'll be sitting in for the Big Yank while he takes a quick break, and if you're familiar with the Sunday evening listening pattern, you'll know that Randall starts the first hour with an American countdown of a year gone by. Today we're going to be looking at the 18th of August, 1962. And in the Billboard Hot 100, at number 34, is Timmy Euro, born Rosemary Euro. She sang in her mother's Italian restaurant in Los Angeles. Her first big record was Hurt in 1961. At number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100, the 18th of August, 1962, with What's the Matter, Baby? Dramatic performance from Timmy Euro, and she was, as I say, number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 on this day in 1962. At 8:07 on London's all-time great music station, you're in tune with Capital Gold. At number 32, a huge climber from Connie Francis. Well, the singles chart was a much more competitive business back in 1962 than it is these days, and Connie Francis had jumped from 54 to number 32, which was a big leap. At 26, Elvis Presley, he'd done even better. He'd come in the previous week at number 57, and this time around on the 18th of August, 62, right up to 26 in the top 30. Elvis and She's Not You.
Her hair is...
On Capital Gold, it's the American Hot 100 from the 18th of August, 1962, and at number 26, Elvis Presley with She's Not You.
He's gone for the stunt already.
Oh, thank you, Janet. It's Tommy Rowe at number 24 on the American Hot 100 from the 18th of August, 1962. Tommy from Atlanta, Georgia, with Sheila. Tommy Rowe, Buddy Holly clone, and Sheila did well for him, though. Went up from 43 to number 24 on the 18th of August, 1962. At 21, as we enter the top 20, Ernest Evans from Philadelphia, Chubby Checker, and a song that got its composer into a lot of trouble. That's Chubby Checker, and he was at number 21 on the chart of the 18th of August, 1962, with Dancing Party. And his action was successful. It's 8:19 on London's all-time great music station, Capital Gold. David Simon sitting in for Randall Lee Rose on a Sunday evening, and looking at the American chart from the 18th of August, 1962. At number 18, Claudine Clark. I never learned how to do the Watusi. Claudine Clark came from Macon, Georgia, and studied music seriously at Coombs College in Philadelphia. She was a one-hit wonder with the song you just heard. She wrote it herself. It was called Party Lights, and what did it do? It got to it went up three places from 21 to number 18 all those years ago. On his way down from 10 to number 16, the man who delighted the ladies in the early 1960s with his portrayal, wasn't Dr. Kildare, was he? Dr. Kildare was the older bloke. Oh, no, he was Dr. Kildare. Who was the Raymond Massey? What was his name? Who was the name of the doctor that Raymond Massey played? I can't remember. But I'll try while we listen to Richard and the theme from the TV show. Very nice. Thank you, Richard. Richard Chamberlain, who did portray Dr. Kildare in the TV series. Dr. Gillespie was the senior, the consultant, I suppose. What would they call them in America? Senior interns? I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Gillespie was the character portrayed by Raymond Massey. Richard Chamberlain, these days living, I think, on an island somewhere in the South Pacific, and been the subject of a lot of rumor and rather nasty gossip. You may have heard of this American custom of outing, which we hear has arrived on these shores as well. He was a victim of that. 8:25 We're looking at the American Hot 100 of 29 years ago, and number 15 is just around the corner.
Hey, didn't see you at the match on Saturday.
Joni Summers started singing at high school in Buffalo, New York. Then she moved to California, continued her career, and 29 years ago today, she was at number 15 with a song called Johnny Get Angry. Well, the Birds and the Bees feature in a lot of pop songs, but first time I think I've heard of the Bears and the Birds. Claude King, who wrote that himself from Shreveport, Louisiana. Country singer who bought his first guitar from a local farmer for 50 cents. And this next song at number 11 is country flavored also. Hugely powerful ballad from Ray Charles, which 29 years ago had jumped from number 27 to number 11 on the American chart, and that wasn't bad because it was only its second week in. On Capital Gold, you're listening to the Billboard Hot 100 from the 18th of August, 1962.
AirCheckDownloads.com.